Well, thanks a heap, Jerry, and we're in Marathon's final hour, and I guess I shouldn't sound so peppy for this time of the morning, but I'll tell you, Louis and I have just been having a ball talking everything over here. And one thing about Louis, when you ask him a question, you get an answer. He just doesn't sit there. He's got something to say. Louis, I'd like to talk to you about the instrument that you play, the horn, the cornet, the trumpet. How many horns have you gone through in your day, would you say?
Well, not many. I mean, you keep a horn a long time. A horn is just like your system if you keep it clean.
There's nothing in a horn to blow out, is there?
Yeah, and hamburgers and things you eat during the days you're traveling on the bus and stuff. So we put a rod through it every night.
Yeah.
So there ain't no excuse that the horn is bad.
Yeah.
If things ain't acting right, it's you.
That's right, it's not the horn.
Yes, sir.
When you get a new horn, for instance, is there anything connected to breaking it in?
Well, yeah, but you don't pay that much attention. I mean, you ain't gonna put no more wind or nothing, you know, no less. So it breaks in ordinarily.
Well, I mean, you know, like the valves and the springs and
well,
that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what you have valve oil and all that. And then you're going to grease it all up and run some hot water through it.
Well, now the horn that you're using, I like to talk about this because there may be some musicians, you know, youngsters, and they'd like to know about the horn. How long have you had the horn that you're using right now?
Well, this is a practically new horn. I had it over a year and something.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I'll probably keep it about 4 or 5 years. I'll clean it out every night.
I guess everybody knows the answer to it, but I'd like to hear it too. Well, what is the main difference, and why was a cornet put aside for a trumpet?
Well, the cornet was one of the first, and it was mostly in brass band until the youngsters pick it up for the jazz, which is all right. But the trumpet takes in all. I think they sound the best and everything else.
It's got a better range.
And it stamps you more as a musician. And see, with a cornet, you just... from the eyes of the public, you just can play one kind of music.
With a cornet.
Yeah, that's what they figure. And that's why I had to change to the trumpet, because I was in the symphony orchestra and the leader asked me to change. And not that it didn't sound good, it was just don't look good with the rest of the trumpets.
Yeah. So, well, now, Louis, one other question. When you pick a mouthpiece for your particular fit and synchronization, how do you pick it? How do you decide on which mouthpiece is good for you? I understand that musicians, that's a big bug with them, you know?
Well, some of them are a little too buggy for that situation. Some of them just want to be changing mouthpieces. But if you get the mouthpiece that you know that, you know, fits your lip to your satisfaction, you don't have to be changing all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's comparatively easy.
Yeah,
it's like getting a pair of gloves.
To me,
huh?
I think the mouthpiece is more important than a horn, because you can take your mouthpiece and put it on anybody's horn.
That's right. You carry your mouthpiece all the time.
All the time. Yeah, I got it right here now in my pocket. See, I'll keep it right here.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, I'm going to take a look here.
Let the folks see it.
Yeah, it's got a little alligator case.
Well, yeah, to keep it sterilized. And every night when I finish, I take that out and take this cotton. And
is that a gold mouthpiece, Louis?
Gold-plated.
Gold-plated.
You don't get a gold mouthpiece. You got to have that brass in there, the same as a trumpet.
It's got to have the backbone,
You got to have that brass to make that sound, see?
Yeah.
But, the width and everything, now that's my satisfaction. Mm. Now you can tell all trumpet players it's a good idea to warm up with the mouthpiece before they put it to the horn.
Right. To warm up the mouthpiece first?
Yeah, you know, blow it and eulogize the lips.
Yeah.
And then put
Will
it
on. Will that make a sound now, Louis?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
So by doing that eulogizes the chops. So when you get to the trumpet, you feel like you've been playing about an hour.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you put them on them two boxing gloves up there with your foot, you know. You don't get nothing but cat calls.
That's right.
And that's practically the way most of them cats brings out this modern music.
Okay, now, Louis, hold it a minute, because we got to play some music.
Okay.